Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
So I'm just checking my train time.
Today's the first day.
First day back in the city.
So it begins. Now things are going to become a little bit more hectic. We're going to see how we're going to be able to do this show on a regular basis.
My schedule. I think I need to get up a little bit earlier, or just get up when you get up, and we'll just.
So you can start off by just taking a dog out first thing in the morning.
Yeah, that exactly.
No, I think this will be good. I think it'll put us on a good routine.
Yeah, although I have to say, I guess I'm going to switch it up today. I think I'm going to have lunch and then have my shake at dinner, because after that cleanse again.
Interesting. Switch it up a little.
Well, because I mean, again, we said yesterday that you can't count the weekend because you always gain on the weekend, but I'm kind of bummed because I, from out of that cleanse, I gained back a pound and a half. So now I'm only down really a pound, whatever. I'm about down like 3 pounds again.
All right. We'll start it up again. I always like tying what's going on daily lives with things that are happening in the financial world, and things that products that you've used, seeing how companies are doing, how stocks doing. So when I opened up Barron's this morning, because actually our son was asking how a few of his stocks were doing, which we'll get to in a moment. But stock here for a company that you know very well, Weight Watchers International.
Yeah.
I didn't realize their stock basically got cut in half.
Wow.
Last week. It was trading probably close to $19 a share, and it closed, I guess, on Friday at $11.33 a share. And the blurb that's on it, which they do in Barron's each week, a little caption is what caused the stock one way or the other. It says, threatened by calorie counting apps and gadgets, weight loss company swung to a December quarter loss and forecast 2015 earnings below estimate. What does that all mean? It means that Weight Watchers, which used to be an icon in the weight loss field, is slowly going bye-bye.
Well, because all these other crazy things are coming into play. Every time another book comes around, the belly fat, the high metabolism, this thing I'm doing, the isogenics. It's like everybody's trying a million other things because they want it to be quick success. And I've done Weight Watchers forever, and it's slow. It's very slow. But then again, this diet for me is very slow. So I'm going to the doctor Wednesday to find out what the heck's wrong with my situation.
I think that's a good idea. My mom has suggested that, right?
Yes.
Because the amount that you actually eat, you eat like a bird. You eat very little. So the weight loss that you should be actually witnessing in the actual pounds should probably be more than what you've seen so far. So it could be that you just have to work a little bit harder at it, or there could be some medical reason, right, why you're just not losing it as fast as others might be. I have no idea. The whole reason why you're going to the doctor.
Exactly.
Because we're not...
We're not doctors.
We're not doctors. We're not trained in the field, which reminds me of that video that was posted the other day, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Vaccination video. You know what I'm talking about?
Where he had real doctors. It was very funny.
That was hilarious. Anybody hasn't seen it, Jimmy Kimmel, how long was that video about?
3 minutes.
3 minute video that Jimmy Kimmel put on with real doctors talking very seriously at first about all the reasons for getting vaccinated, and then goes on. Doctors turn from serious to a little bit of levity, and they're like, why am I spending and wasting any time having to do this PSA when...
I could be watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I could be doing this instead. And basically goes back and throws it back in people's faces that all these people out there that think that they know better than the medical profession, right, that know better than well-trained doctors who have years of schooling, the funny part of it is that if you are one of those people that's against getting vaccinated because you think you know more as a doctor, next time that your child gets sick or next time you get sick, do not go to the doctor, because their point is, why would you want to go and get treated by somebody where you obviously know more than they do? And I just thought that was great. It was spot on. Like, you know it all, go ahead and take care of it yourself, which is a great way of... addressing this whole debate. I don't even know why there is debate.
Well, it's not, you know what? the people who had decided not to vaccinate their kids when they were babies, now their kids are of an age where they can seriously cause some damage for other children and other babies. So now they're realizing the mistakes that they, you know, what they did has potentially caused
devastating.
It. Yeah. It's caused more problems.
Okay.
And back when all the autism controversy was going on, people were getting freaked out because I told you they were giving you vaccines for tons of different things and trying out new things. And that,
well,
I think, might not
problem.
Necessarily
might
be right.
The vaccinations for things may have carried too far.
Yeah.
Right?
There were things that there were things that they gave our kids that they no longer give the kids anymore. The rotavirus, they don't give to them anymore. So I understand, but the basic measles, mumps, rubella thing, that should have just been, you know, listen, it's worked for everyone. Don't necessarily cut out all the vaccines. Just cut out the ones that you don't think your kid necessarily is going to need. What's a little diarrhea here? It's just, honestly.
Just going back for a second on the whole Weight Watchers, which is kind of humorous if you juxtapose the two. Weight Watchers stock was down, like I said, almost 50%. And then one of the other stocks that's mentioned in Barron's is Nathan's Famous, the hot dog. Stock was up $5.51, up to $81.76 from about $75 a share. And he's renowned hot dog maker and seller, offer $125 million in 5-year notes, with most of the proceeds later for a special dividend for shareholders. So, I guess people are saying, you know, screw you, Weight Watchers. I'm going to have myself a dog and watch it out.
Yeah, just enjoy yourself. I think at a certain point, when we hit a certain age, I'm just going to be like, you know what? I want my pizza. I want my hot dog. I want my food, and I don't want the consequences. I'm tired of it.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm not really sure where to go with that.
Well, it gets frustrating. Why is it that some people can eat anything and anything, and then other people can, like, look at food and put on 5 pounds? Frustrating.
Well, I said that's the reason why we're going to go to the doctor and say, and they'll tell you what.
They'll tell me, and then they'll come back and they'll say, nope, nothing's wrong.
Okay. And then if that's, well, are you hoping that there's something wrong?
No, I'm not hoping that there's something wrong. I just feel like it's very frustrating when you're making concerted effort and, you know, and it's just not.
Speaking of efforts, am I going to be canceling our membership in New York Sports? What's the story? What do you
think? I think you should, and I think that we should mosey on over to Lifetime and say, what do you do for us? And we'll talk about you every single day on our podcast. We could podcast from Lifetime Fitness if we want.
You could.
I don't think they'll care.
Somehow, I don't think Lifetime cares.
They're like Apple computers. They're like, what?
We don't need you.
Yeah, we don't
exactly.
Need you. We have so many people here, but.
Although that's the attitude, though, that gets companies in trouble over a period of time.
Oh, they were not like that. When I went there with my friend, the guy was like, let me take you to lunch after. He couldn't have been nicer. And then he called me and he said, so what do you want to do? And I said, listen, I really love it, but I need to get through these next couple months. So I kind of put him off a bit. But I definitely want to join it. But, yeah, we'd have to cancel our membership. And then.
I'm telling you. From everything you showed me, you got me on the line.
You should drive over. You should make an appointment. It's only a 10-minute drive.
I woke up really early again this morning because I think I was expecting a call from school.
So you just woke up in advance of the call.
I woke up like 5:15 thinking that we were going to get a phone call from the superintendent saying the schools are closed today. Because, again, we have snow, but I think that they've had so many snow days so far this year. They're doing everything they can now to keep open, because now they start taking days from the other holidays, Memorial Day weekend. I don't know if they have to cut it. Yeah, they do.
They did that last year, too.
The Memorial Day weekend is here is usually a 4-day weekend. Now it's going to be a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah, you woke me. I was in the middle of a really good dream.
What were you dreaming about?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It was some crazy thing where we wound up.
It wasn't food related, was it?
No, it was vacation related. So somehow I wound up in Jamaica, and I didn't have that much money, but I had my credit card.
Part of this dream is true so far.
And I was supposed to, I didn't even have a place to stay. But all I knew that when we arrived at wherever depot we were going, I was going to book I was going to go over to Jake's. No matter what, I was going to Jake's Resort. I was booking it over to Jake's. And what happened was, all of a sudden, you got up, and I couldn't get back into my dream. I'm like, but I wanted to go to Jake's.
Everybody, if you've listened to us before, you know there's a place in Jamaica that we absolutely love. It's Treasure Beach, which is a remote area in Jamaica, and it's a place where it's not big on tourism. I think it's going in that direction, but it's still a very well-kept secret, at least we think it is, in Jamaica. And the place that we've gone to the last couple of years prior to us being on austerity measures was Jake's Resort. It's a fantastic place. So if you do have any money to spend and looking to go on a great vacation, we highly recommend looking at Treasure Beach. Jake's Resort, I think, is a good place, but there are other options as well. The people there, like I said the best before, I could really see myself moving there for at least
a month or the summer.
For a few months.
A few months. It's just, they're so nice. And
And the people are very genuine.
Yeah, and you totally go out of your comfort zone. I mean, here I am, someone who doesn't do anything adventurous, and we were going into caves with bats. And, jumped in. Well, I didn't jump. Did I jump? I think I might have jumped. They jumped off the falls. We went wild dolphin watching. Yeah.
And that's not, and by the way, for those of you...
Not like
you know,
Niagara
Falls. No, those of you who think you know Jamaica and, you know, heard of Duns River Falls, this is nothing like
that. This is Wyeth Falls.
It is Wyeth Falls, and it kicks Duns River Falls.
Well, Duns River Falls is beautiful, but it's so crowded because all the cruise ships just let out, and they all, converge on
Duns River. Just one big tourist trap.
Right. This is more, the locals go. It's just not as crazy. I mean, we also went...
Well, one of our nicest photos together, I think, that you and I have ever seen. We still do have it. I think that is a very nice shot. I'll cherish forever.
Yes, it was a beautiful shot. And if I could get into that size bathing suit again, that'd be awesome. That was a good one.
That was a sexy looking bathing suit.
Yeah, it was like a fishnet bathing suit. I don't know what I was thinking. Wow. Yeah, it was crazy. but I was having that dream, and then you woke up, and I was. I got to get back to the dream.
The other part.
Because I'm not getting there anytime soon.
And the other reason I'm looking around is back. Complaining about terrible.
Well, let's get one of those Tempur-Pedic covers.
Because of that damn mattress.
All right, well, we have to get into it.
You rented a movie last night, and Beth, of course, fell asleep.
I saw that movie before.
What is it called?
Ignition. Funny.
Yeah, it's good. It's not great. I mean, Tina Fey wasn't funny. She did an okay job. Paul Rudd was.
Okay. Usual.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I didn't love it.
All right.
I didn't love it. I have to ask our son what he thought about it. He's a good movie critic who watched it. Problem is when we start looking at movies now.
We've seen everything.
God, we've seen almost everything. And it's tough because when we're scrolling through, we spend about 10, 15 minutes wasting time looking for the movie.
Seen it.
What is that? Have we really seen that movie?
We like to watch movies.
Movies are people that like movies.
We like movies, but then we
gotta start looking. We gotta start finding classics, old classics, stuff from
Hello Dolly popped up. You didn't want to watch that.
Would that have kept you up?
I don't know. Maybe it's a musical. I could have.
Yeah.
any musical would have kept me up.
Beth likes a good musical.
No, you know what it is? It's like with this diet, it's like what's the alternative? Eat something or go to sleep. So I just go to sleep.
Yes, you do.
Rather than stay up and try to...
Did you make any progress with your taxes yesterday?
I did. I sat here for hours yesterday doing stuff. I finished doing itemizing all of my bank statements. And
very
now
good.
I'm just this finishing up the Amex.
This is a dreaded time of year.
Yeah, the Amex is annoying because I got, unfortunately, at the beginning of the year, and it got rectified, but somebody ripped off my card. So I had all these ridiculous charges at, all these restaurants in Astoria, and, I remember when we were on vacation, Amex called me and said, we suspect fraud, and then I went through, and it was a lot of fraud. So I had to clear all that out. So I had to make sure that I made a notation to our accountant that doesn't count. Even though it would have been good if it counted, because there was a lot of expenses on there, but now it doesn't count. So I had to remove all that stuff.
Speaking of charges, are we going to get
Yeah, the iTunes, too. That's another scam.
God, that's so annoying.
Yeah, I started to get all these crazy iTunes charges. Our son downloaded some games, and I guess these particular things, they just randomly keep charging you. And
we checked them. He did not.
Yeah, no, so we deleted them. So hopefully I'll stop getting some of the charges, but I have to talk to iTunes today, and then I'll talk to Amex and also dispute those charges.
It adds up in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
I think you have like over $60 in charges, right?
Yeah, it was. No, that was like $40. But still, it was frustrating because that was enough. You know, you start going through all the things that you do, especially those subscriptions, like things that you just don't think about, and every month they're hitting you with $20 being put
right
there. I got to just go through one day, just cancel half of them, and then we'll be able to join Lifetime Fitness.
But what subscriptions are you talking about? This is news to me. Usually I have a clue as to when you're going to say something.
No, it's like online things. Like I have to cancel. I had used IMDb. I don't need it anymore, and it's like 20. You know, I got to just cancel half these things.
Then let's
just
go.
I am.
You want me to go to Lifetime Fitness? You got to do that.
All right.
If you can find the savings on all those other ridiculous things that you're getting hit
okay
with each month,
all right.
We take away the New York Sport.
And then we do it.
And you can find another $60 to $70 savings. We're at Lifetime Fitness right now.
Okay, fine.
I mean,
all right, I'm doing it. I'm gonna take care of it, and we'll do it.
Lifetime
I'm ready.
Fitness, get the pina coladas ready.
Exactly. We are on our way. I can't wait. I'm telling you, that pool was like going up. It's like you're in Florida or something. It's just you're at another place.
That would be. I would like to know if they have like a lounge area for cocktails and stuff like that. That would be very cool. Like,
well, I don't know, but I have
for
to
a
tell
workout,
you.
After your like Sunday morning workout, you go and you sit down by the pool and
okay,
have a couple. Well, and have a couple of Bloody Marys.
Yeah,
right?
You're gonna be so psyched like going over there. I also
well,
wanted to.
Well, the basketball court that you showed were gorgeous.
Yeah, they were pretty amazing. I wanted to show you something. This was events today. So this is the WeWork where I'm going today. So I had to show you new member brunch. Oh, this is at my location today.
New member waffle bar?
Yeah. You should come in with me.
What, so
I can't eat it.
So I could just have the waffles. Oh, I'm here just for the waffles.
But what? I can't even have waffles.
What is that?
They're having all these like new member brunches because it's the first of the month. So they have all these events that they do. But they have that, and then they have galley food tasting, berry golden tasting. WeWork Purim party.
There's like a lot of food related stuff at this WeWork place. I don't know.
Oh, this is in Tel Aviv. At the WeWork in Dubnov, they're having a Purim party today.
Oh, so they're all over.
They're all over the place. If I wanted to go.
So if you want to do like a day in Tel Aviv, you could just go.
I can go work at their Dubnov office. Yes. How do you? Oh, look at this. 10 steps. Anyone can be internet famous. This is in Seattle, Washington. So if I wanted.
That's a town, by the way, that we all saw.
I was there once.
Seattle's gorgeous. Yeah. Anybody out there never been to Seattle? Highly recommend. What a great city. Love Seattle. I love San Diego. What other good places are there like in the country?
San Francisco.
Yeah, I like San Francisco. Any places outside of California that you like?
I mean, it's hard to say. I really haven't gone many. Mm-hmm. I mean, what, we've been to D.C. I like Boston. I love New England. Anything in, you know,
yeah,
all my New England places.
Yeah, you like all the places. But in Maine, obviously.
Maine, yeah.
But I'm just saying like other cities that need to go to.
We didn't spend enough time in Charleston, and we were supposed to go to Savannah.
That's a city that we should have spent time.
Yeah, we have.
See,
to
if we were going to drive down to Florida again, we'd do it differently this time. We would go over 2 weeks, spend a couple of days in Charleston, I think, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe next year.
And spend a couple of days in Charleston and maybe
Savannah,
maybe in a little less time in Fayetteville.
Yeah, that was
but
a mistake.
Last year when we were coming back from Florida,
Dan put his finger and was like, closed his eyes and pointed.
We needed to find a place to stay for the night, and I didn't do a very good job of screening in terms of choices, and I picked up a town based on distance between Florida and New York, and the town that seemed to come up, or it was sort of like right in the middle, was Fayetteville, North Carolina, which
was a little frightening. Yeah.
When we were there, it was pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it was not good.
Which we can go into another time. So, but other than that, any other cities that you on your radar?
I hear New Mexico is nice.
New Mexico.
Yeah, here in New Mexico is kind of.
I haven't heard you say that.
I don't know. Holly likes New Mexico. She thinks she's gonna eventually settle in
New Mexico. Holly's moving to New Mexico.
I don't know.
No.
No, she's gonna go to the Berkshires or somewhere. I don't know, but I don't know. She likes New Mexico.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
we have a lot of places that we're gonna write down where we're gonna travel to after we get done with this bucket.
Yeah, we're gonna go. I want to go to Jake's. I just want to like go to Jake's. I gotta go back.
You just gotta hang with Jake's more than I
do. I just, you know, it was so peaceful. It was so like, I don't know. I just
missed it. Felt right.
It felt right. It felt right. And
this drink you're having does not feel right.
This feels wrong. So wrong.
Beth is having her. What is that called? Like, is there a certain shape? Does it shape have a certain?
Yeah.
Shape?
Cool. Ionic Supreme.
Natural fruit flavor. Some powdery stuff. I have no idea.
Whatever. It's fine. It's tolerable.
Actually, our dog's whining a little bit, but she's been much better today.
I just gave her 4 treats.
Maybe that's why.
I didn't even notice
you doing it. Beth has been covertly giving her a treat as we've been having this podcast.
I gave her 4 treats. Of course she's not as bad. I gave her those Greenlee things, and now her teeth are gleaming.
That's good.
I gave her the teeth-cleaning treat. Exactly. We have to take her in. So on that note, we got to cut it short today because you got to take our son to school.
Am I dropping you off the train?
That would be nice. That would be good. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to do that. So we're going to get moving, and hopefully programs that I have later on today are...
Well, they're happening.
Nothing's
closed. It's all good.
I hope so.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.
Okay. I just have to get power strip out of the car.